to the issue of abortion now. 13 states have what are called trigger laws that would ban most procedures if and when the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Wyoming is one of them, and Robin Vincent of the Mountain West News Bureau reports on efforts to preserve access to abortion there.
When Julie Burkhart learned about the Supreme Court draft opinion that would end abortion protections, she let out an involuntary shriek from her airplane seat.
Because it felt like such a gut punch, and reading that, it was chilling.
Burkhart is no stranger to the abortion debate. She's been working to expand reproductive rights for years. Her mentor was Dr. George Tiller. The abortion provider in Wichita, Kansas, was murdered by an anti-abortion extremist in 2009.
That's when it became apparent, because of other trends that we were seeing around the country, that we needed to have access in places that we call the abortion desert.
Burkhart reestablished abortion care at Tiller's Wichita Clinic in 2013. Today, she's focused on Wyoming's abortion desert, where there's just one abortion provider. Her nonprofit, Wellspring Health Access, is opening the state's only surgical abortion clinic. And she's moving forward despite protesters outside the clinic each week and despite a new state trigger law. It will outlaw most abortions if Roe is overturned. The law's sponsor, Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams, recently spoke to a local TV station in Cheyenne.
It's an opportunity for women to work with life-affirming centers, to work with resources in their community to help remove barriers so that they can carry to term.
Burkhart points out people of color and low-income folks are disproportionately affected by abortion deserts. In Wyoming, that includes indigenous women, who face a maternal death rate more than twice that of white women.
If we care about children, you know, if people are having children, then don't we also want to care about the parent?
In addition to the clinic, they plan to offer mobile services for, say, natives living on the Wind River Reservation 100 miles away. Burkhart herself is a resident of Colorado, which recently codified the right to an abortion. Now advocates anticipate the state will shoulder a disproportionate burden due to trigger laws in nearby Wyoming, Utah, and Idaho.
We began seeing a lot more patients last fall when the Texas law went into effect, and we remain at basically double the number of patients we were seeing before.
That's Dr. Warren Hearn. In 1973, when the Roe decision legalized abortion, he helped launch a nonprofit abortion clinic in Boulder. Today, he describes his private practice as an abortion intensive care unit.
We see patients from all over the country, and we have for decades, who can't be seen in other places because the situations are more complicated.
And the 83-year-old physician has seen this before. Beyond our country's borders. He recalls his days as a Peace Corps doctor in Brazil.
There were two wards full of women suffering from illegal abortion. 50% of the women in the abortion wards died because they were too sick to save by the time they got to the hospital.
Hearn worries there will be more illegal procedures in the West's abortion deserts if Roe is overturned. This notion weighs heavy on Jenica Haywood. The Utah resident had an abortion in 2015. Her state has a trigger law that will outlaw abortion if Roe is overturned.
It was a really difficult decision. I've always wanted to be a mom.
Haywood was 20 and in an abusive relationship, and she says a lack of education made it hard for her to discern the sexual coercion she experienced.
Because there is little to no sex education here in Utah, coercion is not necessarily something that is understood, explained, covered, or given any sort of weight.
Today, Haywood uses the word gratitude a lot. Gratitude that she could access a safe abortion through Planned Parenthood. Gratitude that she didn't have a child with an abusive partner. Back in Wyoming, Julie Burkhart has been assessing recent vandalism at the abortion clinic. Someone set fire to the building, which will delay this month's opening. But Burkhart's moving forward regardless of that and the impending Supreme Court decision. For Here and Now, I'm Robin Vincent.